Alleluia.
Alleluia.
That was a lot better than the crowd in Odessa this morning. More gusto there. Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
He is truly risen. With today's celebration of Easter and beginning with last evening's celebration of the vigil, the church reaches not only the high point of the sacred Triduum, but also the high point of the entire liturgical year. And that doesn't mean that it's all downhill from here, but we should certainly celebrate with great gusto the occasion of Easter and acknowledge what God has done for us in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Isn't God good? It's amazing just to think about how good God is, not only in himself, but also to us. Because not only did he give us life and fill our lives with so many blessings, countless gifts, but he also sent his son Jesus into the world to take upon himself our human nature, and then even to go beyond the incarnation and to suffer and die and to take upon himself the punishment that was rightly ours because of sin. This is what we celebrate this day. Jesus' triumphant victory over death and his brilliant conquering of the power of sin. He is risen. He is truly risen. I've been thinking in these last few days a lot about an elderly Jesuit priest, Father Lou Renner, who sadly passed away about a week and a half ago. He was the one that I would call up anytime I wanted to go to confession. And he would always pick up the phone and I'd ask if he was available for confession. He's a retired Jesuit, so of course he was available. But he would ask me when, and I'd say, in about 10 minutes, and he'd say, real fine. Anyway, I liked going to confession to Father Renner, not only because he was hard of hearing, but also because he would always give me some simple nugget of wisdom before I left the confessional. Very often, in fact, almost every time I confessed my sins to him, he said, "Let the past be past, and look toward what lies ahead with great confidence and trust in the good Lord." Let the past be past. That is exactly what the Easter solemnity invites us to do. Yes, Easter is a great opportunity for us to reflect and meditate and think about the wonder of Christ's resurrection from the dead. But with Easter also comes the opportunity for all of us to renew our baptismal promises. We need to renew these promises. And it's a shame that we only get to do it once a year, or a couple times if we have the opportunity to go to a baptism. But it's something that I think we should do almost every day, to renew our baptismal promises. Why? Because renewing those promises reminds us of who we are and what baptism did for us, that we all went through either as babies or as children or adults later in life. We need to be reminded of what baptism does, because it's all too easy to live in the past. It's very easy to live in the past, mulling over and cycling over and over and over again through painful things that have happened, our failures, our sins, our weakness, our bungled attempts at doing something good. We can reflect on things that people have said to us, hurtful things that have been done. It's all too easy then to allow those events of the past to dominate and determine who we are in the present moment. And what does that do? but keep us bound. It keeps us from experiencing the freedom that Jesus Christ came to give us. You know, in Holy Week and Passion Sunday, and in some of the weekday readings also, in the last couple of weeks of Lent, we heard Jesus saying these I am statements. They've also been the reflections at the soup suppers on Wednesday nights. I am the bread of life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate, and so forth and so on. And also, when Pilate questions Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? He says, in capital letters, I am. He's not just answering the question. When he said, I am, that was a very, very familiar word that would have echoed in the ears of those who heard him. And that would have taken them back to the encounter of Moses with God on Mount Sinai. You remember the story of the burning bush, right? Moses sees this bush that's burning, but it's not being consumed. He approaches, God speaks to him from the bush and says, come no closer and take off your sandals because where you are standing is holy ground. And then God proceeds to tell Moses, who is a prefigurement of Christ, by the way, he tells Moses, go to Pharaoh, tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses says, when I go to Pharaoh, who should I tell Pharaoh that it is that's sending me? And God says, tell him, I am sent you. So Moses goes, and of course, you know, after a series of plagues and Pharaoh's resistance, finally, Pharaoh allows the people to go, and they are set free from their slavery in Egypt. So Jesus says, I am. He is the great I am. He is the God of the universe. He is the one who not only led the people out of slavery in Egypt, but in an even more glorious way leads his people, you and me, out of slavery to sin. And that's what our baptism was all about, setting us free. We went into the waters of baptism and we left the shackles of sin in those waters. We came out of the waters of baptism a new creation, set free, no longer slaves to sin. But again, in our day-to-day life, it's too easy to go back into the old ways, to forget that we have truly been set free, that our old self died in baptism, died with Christ, and that we rose to a truly new life. So when we consider the things that plague us, not only in the past, but the things that we struggle with even today, maybe we're tempted to think, I guess it's just part of who I am. What are the chances that after so many years, I'm going to be able to change this part of my life? We might think, I guess this is always how it's going to be. And we get discouraged. But here we have Easter and the reminder to let the past be the past and realize who you have been made to be in Christ, a new creation set free. And that is truly the message of Easter joy. I encourage you then, let the joy of Easter give you the strength you need to take the first step toward resolving that long-standing family quarrel. Let the joy of Easter encourage you to ask your friend to forgive you for whatever it is you've been holding on to for so long that you feel embarrassed or ashamed about. Let the joy of Easter bring you a new concern for those who are hurting, weak, sad, ill, poor, away from God, or in any kind of need. Let the joy of Easter bring you to a new realization of the gift you've been given in baptism, that you are truly a new creation, set free from old ways. See, we have a wonderful opportunity this Easter in renewing our baptismal promises and being reminded of what Jesus did for us. We have a great opportunity now to really allow the past to be in the past. We can't change it. We know we can't change it. And here's what is key. We don't have to allow the events of the past to determine who we are in the present moment and who we will be from this moment forward. Our baptism was that defining moment. So we don't have to let the circumstances of day-to-day life determine who we are. Because in our baptism, Christ has truly set us free. We are like the risen Lord. We are no longer bound. We are free. Let's take advantage of this great feast then, to experience the freedom of the children of God.